It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Cortland Sutton, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, what is up and welcome back to another episode of the fantastic, the phenomenal, the Dynasty Show, the Dynasty Conversation here on the Roster Watch podcast and YouTube channel. I am Cody Carpentier, joined as always by the Trash Man when we talk about Dynasty. I feel like it's been maybe a week, maybe two, since we really sat down and talked Dynasty updates, things of this nature. Training camp is right in the midst right now of injuries and millions of videos getting tweeted out on X about so-and-so making a catch, so-and-so not being good, so-and-so missing practice, blah, 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 blah. But football's back, Trash Man.
I mean, it's getting there, you know. I feel like until I see one of those players trot out onto their field in the uniform, in September – it's not quite here yet.
Well, I mean, it feels like when you see videos.
Yeah, when you see, but the thing is, it's almost kind of like my least favorite part of the season.
Because of all the drama that it comes with?
Because all of the non-drama that is kind of flaunted out like it's drama.
You'd say all of the BS, essentially.
Yeah, it's all the, I mean, scuttlebutt. It's all the conjecture. It's all the, you know, making these kind of sweeping generalizations based on a single catch or, you know, a single miss. It's that for me, and it doesn't seem to help matters much. But
well, we are 7 days away exactly from the Hall of Fame game, Chargers and Lions. So we'll get to dabble in DFS streets if that tickles your fancy. I will say, Trash Man, maybe my favorite, least favorite thing of the last couple of years of training camp has been the count the completions and the pass attempts of the quarterback. And like, you know, like the best one is like the Browns are the situation right now with like Shador and Dylan Gabriel and Pickett and Flacco, where it's like, all right, who completed 100% of the passes today? Who threw four interceptions today? And it's like, it's funny, but it's just the most annoying, diabolical, useless data point in the world, because everything is so in like everything in training camp is set up to be a certain way, a certain thing for that team, like what they're working on and stuff. And these reporters are like, well, he's 11 for 19 today.
I mean, I guess you got to try to keep a job.
Try to keep a job. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep a job. So please click that like button. Please click subscribe here on YouTube. If you're on podcast, of course, please leave a review. One thing we also need is more comments. We've had a couple of videos with a grip of comments and a couple with no comments, and comments help us. You guys have done a phenomenal job subscribing. We just got over 15,000 subscribers on YouTube, but the comments is like, sometimes it's dry, and like, we got to have a reason to go in there and converse with you guys after the show. So please drop some comments if you're on YouTube. All right, Trash Man, some Dynasty stuff. Well, first off here, there was a piece of news that came out today. Oh my gosh. Hulk Hogan has passed away. That I just pulled up Twitter. That just happened right now. Rest in peace, the Hulkster at 71.
I mean, I feel like all my childhood, like, you know, important, you know, my seminal childhood figures are all going by the wayside, you know.
Ozzy and Hulk in the same week, the old four-letter word. Ozzy and Hulk in the same week. That's kind of a – that's an interesting one. All right. Justin Fields. Jets, another four-letter word. Justin Fields goes down with an injury today, gets carted off the field of practice, and everybody immediately goes and runs to the, oh, snap, probably an ACL, non-contact, et cetera. They moved, they finished up the offensive drill as soon as that injury happened. They went to special teams. 20 minutes goes by of people frantically freaking out on X, and it comes out that it's a toe injury. So it should be all right. I don't really have much analysis about it other than the fact that I feel like if it is a turf toe, which I'm sure we'll get clarification on the next 24 hours when they do some testing, x-ray, MRI, et cetera. If it's a turf toe, he probably plays through it. It might actually help him in his pocket presence and being forced to throw the football to Garrett Wilson and Mason Taylor. Is that my glass half full thought? I guess.
I mean, there are worse outcomes. That's for sure.
Well, I think it definitely neuters the thought of, all right, you can get a little bit of value out of Justin Fields as a quarterback in fantasy football because he's going super late right now. But you're like, well, you'll probably get 1,000 rushing yards out of the guy. But if he's got turf toe off the rip, he's going to be dealing with that for a couple of weeks. Speaking of toe injuries, there were some videos coming out today from Malik Nabers. We talked about Malik Nabers on the show yesterday and about his toe injury that they've been nursing and the potential of surgery coming along. And you said, well, why are we shouldn't be that worried about it. Like if he's playing, he's playing. Well, he looked damn good today in a couple of videos that came out. He was cutting. He had a couple of comeback routes. He was high pointing footballs in the end zone. And the timing wasn't always on with Russell Wilson on some of those red zone work, but it's the first couple of days of practice. Malik Nabers' toe injury, we talked about it yesterday in a seasonal aspect, but in Dynasty, this toe injury, could a season of regression at all for Malik Nabers or a bad season with a Russell Wilson bring down that Dynasty value over the course of the next 6 months?
I mean, I guess it could. I doubt it does. I mean, like you said, he practiced and he looked good. I feel like if it was something to worry about, we would say I question the context in which he was asked about that. I mean, it feels maybe it's a little disingenuous, but you know, he's looking at practice. I mean, Russell Wilson, he can't be any worse than the guys they've had throwing the ball to him. I mean, like I don't really see, other than, you know, potentially teams kind of getting a better beat on him, and, you know, after a season of being in the league, I don't see why there would be, I mean, any significant downturn in his fantasy output. I mean, this is supposed to be a better team, right?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much more I would say. I don't think they're going to be like a playoff contending team. I think
the NFC East is tough now. I mean, it's going to be hard for anybody to take
the NFC East and the NFC North, and like to a certain extent the NFC West. Like the whole NFC is pretty freaking. It's, I mean, it's like the old school Western Conference in basketball where it was like you didn't win 55 games, you didn't make the playoffs. For those that, you know, track basketball and stuff, like it's a whole different
silver lining in that they'll be playing from behind often
and throwing the football to Wandell Robinson. that's our garbage guy.
I mean, you know, we want somebody else in this offense to provide fantasy value. I mean, if Wandell and Malik can show out, then good. Get some value on Wandell. I'd love to. I'd love to have another piece of that offense that I could actually use in fantasy.
Yeah, I kind of thought that potentially Theo Johnson would take that half step forward, but he has not quite. I mean, we'll see what happens. But Wandell at 140 targets last year, 93 receptions, 700 yards. Didn't quite get in the end zone enough to prop that fantasy points up very much. Other players in Dynasty that have been moving, Bijan Robinson, interestingly enough, is one of the biggest risers over the last 30 days on Keep Trade Cut.
Not much room to move.
I was going
to
say, how much did he rise? Well, their classification is based on a 10,000 value, 10,000 point valuation, and he moved up 302 points, which took him from just behind Jahmyr Gibbs to creating a wide margin between he and Gibbs of a couple hundred points. I don't know if that's because anything Bijan's done, other than the fact that, like, they've come out and said, like, yo, we're going to hand the ball off to Bijan a ton. Penix came out and said that. And the fact that Detroit's offense looks different now. They're going to split him out a little bit more, which to me, I kind of think that opens up the potential for Gibbs to take on more of a McCaffrey type of career arc here for fantasy. Maybe. What'd you say?
Said hopefully not. We're talking about
Yeah, from an injury perspective, yeah, but from like the overall utilization of what made McCaffrey was just the fact that he took on the whole running back workload, plus he was essentially a receiver in his time in Carolina and the first year in San Francisco.
Well, he keeps getting hurt, though. I mean, I think I'd rather have Gibbs as he is used more sparingly than.
But what if it means less carries, more targets? Because I mean, those targets and those receptions for Gibbs are more high value for fantasy football purposes, and you have David Montgomery there to take on those between the tackle, you know, ground and pound. I feel like any way you slice it, unless Gibbs is taking on 30 touches like the McCaffrey situation, it should be okay for Gibbs. But Robinson was the riser, creating a gap now between he and Gibbs.
No, that's fair.
I think we still both have Gibbs ahead of Bijan. No, I have Bijan. We're split. We're literally split. Doesn't matter.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
All right. After that, we had a couple of moves this week in the, you know, free agent perspective. Elijah Arroyo, the rookie tight end from the Miami Hurricanes, was drafted by Seattle. Seattle cut Noah Fant this week. They have A.J. Barner on the roster. He had, I think, 400 yards and 4 touchdowns last year. He's not really looked at as a high-end receiving option. Arroyo, 6'5", 250 pounds, early producer, dealt with an injury at Miami. But many talked about him in the aspect of if he was healthy, would have been a top 15, top 20 pick potentially in the NFL draft. When you look at tight ends right now in the dynasty landscape, the notable rookies obviously are Tyler Warren and Colson Lovell. They're currently top 5 in dynasty. Arroyo is number 5 amongst the rookies, and he comes in at tight end 20, right next to Brenton Strange and Cade Otton. The way I read this thing, Trash Man, is first off, it happened before training camp. So I sort of wonder if there was potentially an injury situation with the fact that they were just like, you know what, Fants, you know, we're continuing to deal with injuries over the last couple of years. And now we have Arroyo in here with Barner and we'll just move with these two guys. Or if they were just that impressed with Arroyo that they just felt that they could, you know, save a couple bucks and cut Fant. But I think regardless, Arroyo needs to come up a little bit.
I mean, sure, I think he needs to come up a little bit. I mean, I think he could. I mean, the thing is, in this offense, I mean, your top two wide receivers play in the same area of the field that, you know, theoretically your tight end would, unless he's, you know, one of these guys who stretches the field. So I just don't know how many targets they're going to be over the middle of the field when you got Jathan Smith and Jigba and Cooper Kupp, you know, manning that part of the field for the most part.
Is there any other player news thoughts, dynasty thoughts you have?
I mean, I want to get Pickens as high as I can based off of just, you know, kind of what we've heard in camp. I feel like, you know, like right now we have him behind guys like Rome Odunze, Zay Flowers. I mean, I think maybe he's Matthew Golden. I think he's probably in that we probably have him in the right area. And I don't know if we maybe need to move Odunze down just a smidge or bring Pickens up.
So Pickens is 24, Higgins is 26. I tied this line together yesterday on the show talking about the situation, the offense, et cetera.
You said who's 26?
T Higgins is 26, okay. And he's in a similar situation playing with Chase and Burrow in Cincinnati, obviously. One for one. So right now we have T. Higgins 41st overall. You have him 42. I have him 40. Pickens, we have 53rd overall. You have him 53. I have him 54. Like, if I just asked you that question in Dynasty, like if you were a T. Higgins owner and I offered you George Pickens for Higgins straight up, would you take it? Or what would your kind of thoughts be on that? Because you're kind of predicting – you're projecting – I mean, Pickens has had the better standalone season.
Right.
Higgins has been getting a lot of touchdowns in the red zone stuff playing there. But now
– I mean, in Dynasty, I mean, I'd probably rather have a piece of Pickens, you know. I mean, there'd be a slight edge, I think.
I think so too. I think – because, like I said, I think we have the better standalone season from Pickens from an output perspective other than touchdowns. And going into this offense, I think he kind of falls upwards being a number two now. If that makes sense. I think he would have been in a similar boat had he even stayed in Pittsburgh. He would have fell up with DK Metcalf getting traded to Pittsburgh, and if he would have just stayed there, but except for the quarterback and the overall scoring, probably wouldn't
have. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think I'm going to move Pickens ahead of Higgins.
Okay.
So on Keep Trade Cut right now, we'll just look at the receiver position. T. Higgins is currently wide receiver 15. George Pickens is currently wide receiver 27. So there is a gap there for them. I think head up though, like I would, I think you
that,
could.
And that's a dynasty ranking?
That's dynasty Keep Trade Cut. That's, which is basically a Keep Trade Cut. The best way to explain it is just a, industry valuation, right, of players. They, you know, you go on there and they give you a player to keep, a player to trade, keep a player to cut, and it spits out this order of players based on value. And I think you get value here. I think, like I said, you got 2 years with Pickens, and it looks like this Pickens Lamb thing is going to be pretty juicy. So, what I'm trying to say is, you don't have to do the one for one. You don't have to do, if you have Higgins, you don't have to go, well, I just give me Pickens straight up. You can say, all right, I have Higgins, give me Pickens plus a second round pick in 2027 or next year, you know, 2026 second, potentially even a late first, something like this. I think you'd be able to get that done still because there's that big of a gap amongst the industry right now. All right. One more thing that I got. The Cleveland running back situation. Quinshon Judkins has fallen 900 valuation points on Keep Trade Cut. Again, the valuations are out of 1,000 they're out of 10,000. So he's dropped 991 points down to running back 20. He was running back, where the hell was it? Running back 11. So he went from 11 to running back 20 with the off-field stuff that we don't even really have a clear view of what's going to happen, end result, any type of suspension. We don't know if there's any video of it. We don't know anything, essentially, at this point. But he's fallen from running back 11 to running back 20. And Dylan Sampson, in pretty much all formats, is still a value. Sampson's been one of the biggest risers, but he hasn't risen nearly as much as Judkins has fallen. Sampson's running back 36 overall in Dynasty, smushed in between Tyjae Spears and Bashal Tootin. They also have Jerome Ford, Pierre Strong. What does a trash man do in Dynasty with a Judkins and a Sampson?
I mean, you kind of have to pump your brakes a little bit because you don't know what's going to happen with Judkins. You don't want to, you know, just
don't burn the boat and jump.
Right. You know, I mean, you don't want to necessarily, I mean, because I know people are probably going to be kind of champing at the bit to get rid of Judkins or, you know, get him off the Dynasty teams. And, I mean, we just don't know what's going to happen yet. So I think it's more of a wait-and-see approach with him. You can drop him, but, I mean, not drop him in the rankings, but you don't want to drop him necessarily. And Sampson, thing is, Jerome Ford, I feel like kind of has a leg up on Sampson right now, having played in that offense, you know, being trusted in that offense. And so I'm all for moving Sampson up. If I'm moving Sampson up, I'm also moving Ford up. I think maybe that's the move. I don't think Ford should probably stay where he is. I think both guys probably should be elevated some compared to what their, you know, current spots are in our rankings.
Ford is rather nuked, according to the consensus. He's around running back 66, which is the Taj Brooks, Rico Dowdle, Kendre Miller situation. And Jerome Ford, I mean, exactly like you said, he is just about to turn 26, but this isn't, you know, a Derrick Henry 26. This is a guy that's only got 316 attempts on his body the last 3 years. And if you go back to college, Jerome Ford spent time at Alabama before he went to Cincinnati, and he only had 318 carries on his body in those 4 years. So that's 630 carries over the last 7 years. There's a lot there. Like, if this is a, you know, this is a role, like this isn't your average 26-year-old. He's only averaging about 100 carries a year. So Jerome Ford should get bumped up as well. It's a good call on that front. I don't really know what else to talk about. Jonnu Smith Freiermuth. We should just finish it there. Let's finish it here. Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth both have been dropped. Both have been fallers in Dynasty. Do you want either one?
I mean, of course I want Jonnu Smith. I mean, he's just the athletic specimen that is. We've seen what he's capable of in an offense. Pat Freiermuth, he's never had considerable upside. He's always a guy that we really wanted to rely on a weekly basis in fantasy. He's never quite gotten there. So Freiermuth, I can kind of take or leave right now. But Smith, yeah, I think there's still, I mean, considering his palpable upside, yeah, I still want a piece of Jonnu Smith where I can get him.
Click that like button, click subscribe, go check out the Roster Watch YouTube channel. It's where you can find everything every single day. We started to drop some shorter videos over on the channel, specified around one single player. And those are going to be dropping every day between now and the NFL season. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And click that like button, click subscribe. We'll see you tomorrow.